What's up, everybody, and welcome back. We are here for match day 9. Match day 8, kind of crazy. Couple high scoring games, couple shutouts. So let's just jump on into it here. We're going to go over week 8's games. So we had FC Dallas versus Houston Dynamo. I thought this was going to be a 2-2 draw. It actually ended up being a 2-0 win for FC Dallas, which I'm not complaining. I'm kind of high on FC Dallas right now. So move on. We got Philadelphia against Montreal. We were quite surprised by this. I was for sure. I bet a lot of other people were. I thought Philadelphia was going to win 3-1, but they actually ended up drawing with Montreal 1-1. I still feel like Philadelphia is the stronger side for sure. But what happened there, Union? What happened? So then we moved on to, we had Minnesota United versus Chicago Fire. Thought that it was going to be a 1-0 win. It actually ended up being a 3-0 win for Minnesota. Chicago Fire, I believe, got a red card at some point in time, so that does not help. And we got the winner right on that one, just not the scoreline. We move on, we got DC United versus New England Revs. I thought that this was going to be a 2-0 win for DC United, but actually it ended up being a 3-2 win for them there at home. Then we have Austin FC, who are on fire against Whitecaps. Well, pretty much on fire at home. They played against the Vancouver Whitecaps. I thought it was going to be a 3-1 victory. It actually ended up being a 3-0 victory, so we got a shutout there. Next up, we had Sporting KC versus Columbus Crew. I thought it was going to be a 1-2 win for Columbus, but it actually ended up being a 0-0 draw. Columbus has fallen downhill a little bit, which kind of surprises me, but we'll see what happens this weekend. So then we move on to Colorado Rapids against Charlotte FC. I thought it would be a 2-2 draw, and it actually ended up being a 0-0 draw. There has been so many 0-0 draws in the MLS. It's kind of frightening, in my opinion. Now we have the Earthquake against Seattle. I called it. I thought that the Earthquakes would win this game 1-0. They actually ended up winning 4-3. But finally, the Earthquake get their first win in the MLS. I know that they won in the U.S. Open Cup the game before this. But yes, I thought that they would upset Seattle, and thus they did. So now we have the Portland Timber versus the Real Salt Lake. I thought the Timbers would win this 2-1. It actually ended up being a 0-0 draw. Very boring to me. You know, we have these games that are like 4-3 or 5-4 or 3-2. And then, like, as the same time that we have those, it's like the same amount we have like 0-0 draws or 1-0 win. It's so weird to me. But I hate the fact that right now we have so many 0-0 draws in the MLS. So now we move on off of my soapbox there. We got LA Galaxy versus Nashville. I thought Nashville was going to win this game 3-1, but actually LA comes in and wins 1-0 over Nashville. Then we move on to Inter Miami against Atlanta United. I thought it was going to be a 1-1 draw and ended up being a 2-1 win for Miami. Yes, I am an Atlanta fan. I thought that there was two missed penalties, but at the same time, Atlanta had so many opportunities to put a goal in the back of the net. So many chances. The attack looked really, really good, in my opinion. But we kind of lost it ourselves. I think that we could have beat Miami. But like I said, we also did not get any help from the refs. It was a clear penalty. And the VAR, whenever Lennon went down, the guy clearly stepped on his foot. It is what it is. Everyone's human, but you also had VAR. Like, it was a VAR check. It should have been a pin. But it is what it is. Inter Miami win that game 2-1 over Atlanta. So that moves us on to Orlando City against New York Red Bull. I thought Orlando was going to keep their win streak going, or, you know, their unbeaten streak. But I thought it was going to be 2-1 over the Red Bulls, but it actually ended up being a 3-0 win for the Red Bulls over Orlando City in Orlando City. So that leads us to the second to last game of the weekend. We have FC Cincinnati against LAFC. I thought it was going to be a 2-2 draw. But again, LAFC, you know, come into Cincinnati and win 2-1. Which I'm surprised, because that's a big travel. But LAFC, you can't sleep on LAFC. They're probably the best team in the league right now. So that moves us to the last game of the weekend, which is NYCFC against Toronto. Boy, was this a high score. I thought it was going to be a 3-2 victory for NYCFC, but it ended up being a 5-4 victory for them. So, wow, a lot of goals. NYCFC have turned it on, 11 goals in the last two games. Woo! Sorry, that was probably pretty loud. So that is the results for Week 8. Here's the current standings. You still have Philadelphia at the top in the East. You have LAFC at the top in the West. For the East, you're followed up by Red Bulls, Orlando City, Atlanta, Toronto, Montreal, and NYCFC in the top seven. And on the West, from second to seventh, you have Austin FC, LA Galaxy, FC Dallas, Minnesota, Real Salt Lake, and the Houston Dynamo. I think that the West is actually going to come down to Austin and LAFC. I feel like FC Dallas might be in the mix. And I really hope Nashville get it together. They have played nothing but away games, so I think travel is weighing on them. But this week coming up is their first home game in their new stadium, which I'm pumped for them. So let's take a look at our game picks. We've picked 113 games. 49 of them we've got the winner correct. We still have only gotten 6 perfect games. The MLS is very hard to predict. I felt like I had a lot more perfect games when I was doing a little bit of the Premier League. I felt like it was more predictable, where MLS is definitely not. So that moves us into our team of the week, which I have to say, this was very close, because there was a couple. To me, it is about the gap in which you win. Yes, I could easily put NYCFC because they put up 5 goals, but I think that, but they also conceded 4. So there was 3 games that were, I think, 3-0. You had the Austin game, you had the Minnesota game, and you had the Red Bulls game. And I looked at it, I watched the highlights, and I had to go with Austin FC. We have picked Austin FC 3 times for Team of the Week. And I also had to go with Yerudi from Austin. He had 2 really good goals, and I think he had an assist. I believe, I could be wrong. Maybe I saw it wrong and DeRussi had an assist, but he had 2 good goals to lead his team, so I had to go with him as the player of the week. So that moves us on into our predictions for this week. We've got Houston Dynamo versus Austin FC. I think that this is going to be a good game. Houston right now, their current form is 3 wins, a draw, and a loss, where Austin FC is 3 wins, a draw, and a loss. Houston's good at home. Austin is not very good away. So I think that this game is actually going to go to Houston Dynamo 3-2 over Austin FC. That leads us into Toronto FC versus FC Cincinnati. Toronto has not kept a clean sheet in 18 games. So if you need a goal, play against Toronto. Toronto's current form is 3 wins, a draw, and a loss, whereas FC Cincinnati has kind of fallen downhill. They have 1 win, a draw, and 3 losses. I couldn't get that out. I looked at their thing here, and they played against the Pittsburgh Riverhounds. The Riverhounds in the U.S. Open Cup forced them to extra time, so that's their only win in their last 5. You got Jimenez, who is leading all goal scorers now. Well, I think he's tied with DeRussi at 6 for Toronto. And FC Cincinnati have not scored in their last 2 away games, I believe. Yes, they played against Atlanta, they tied them. And then Charlotte FC, they lost 2-0. But with that being said, I think that Toronto wins this game at home 2-1 over FC Cincinnati. And that leads us into Real Salt Lake versus LA Galaxy. Currently, Real Salt Lake are no wins, 3 draws and 2 losses, whereas LA Galaxy are 4 wins and a draw. They have Real Salt Lake haven't scored in their last 3 matches. They lost to Well, they tied with the Timbers. They lost to Northern Colorado Hellstorm, and then they got destroyed by NYCFC 6-0. LA Galaxy, though, they are winning games, but it's by one goal, maybe two. So it's going to be a close one. They haven't lost in their last five, which is their current form. But I still believe that LA Galaxy go into Real Salt Lake and win this game 2-0. Real Salt Lake started real high, and they have come crashing down, in my opinion. Now, moving on, we have Montreal versus Atlanta United. Montreal, our current form is 3 wins and 2 draws. They are doing very well right now, whereas Atlanta is not. Atlanta right now are 2 wins, a draw, and 2 losses. With missing Martinez and all the injuries that we have been struggling, Atlanta has, and I think that we continue to struggle. I really hate to do this because I am an Atlanta fan, but they are going to lose against Montreal 1-0 at Montreal. I think that Montreal has a good side. They're in a great form, whereas Atlanta is not. Now, I would love for Atlanta to prove me wrong, of course, but we have the attacking ability, and we really looked good against Inter Miami, attacking a lot of 1-2 passes in the box, getting shots, but it doesn't matter how many shots you take, as long, you know, it doesn't count until it goes in the back of the net. So 1-0 for Montreal. Now we move on to the New England Revs versus Inter Miami. The Revs' current form is 1 win and 4 losses, whereas Inter Miami is on a 4-game win streak. Their current form is 4 wins, no draws, and a loss. I can't believe how Inter Miami has turned it around. I will say this. I think I was talking to one of the subscribers, and I think that Inter Miami need to let Higuain go or just bring him off the bench. Campagna is killing it for him. I think the stat was, because I watched the game last week against Atlanta, I think the last 6 goals that were scored for Inter Miami, Campagna has been directly involved, either by scoring or the assist. So they're on fire right now, and I think that they're going to do better. I think they, if they continue this form, they're going to make the playoffs. But I do think they end their winning streak here, losing to the Revs 3-1 there at Gillette Stadium. Now we have Columbus Crew versus DC United. Columbus has also fallen off the tracks. I don't understand why. I don't know what's happening up there, but they have 1 draw, 4 losses in their last 5 games, where DC United are currently on a 2-game win streak with 2 wins and 3 losses in the last 5. Columbus has not scored in the last 2 home games for themselves, so that's not a very good stat for being at home. And DC United, they have scored 9 goals in their last 5 games. So with that being said, I think, though, that Columbus get a tie. Well, DC pretty much comes in, walks away with a point away. Columbus has got to get it together. I mean, they're struggling. They're struggling hard. I mean, they lost to Detroit City FC. Shout out to one of my fellow coaches, the head coach of the team that we coach. He is a Detroit City fan, and I'm happy for him that they upset Columbus in the U.S. Open Cup. Anyway, moving on, we have Orlando City versus Charlotte FC. Currently, Orlando is 3 wins and 2 losses, where Charlotte is 2 wins, a draw, and 2 losses. I really thought Orlando was on fire, and then all of a sudden, New York Red Bull come into Orlando and spank them 3-0. Charlotte, on the other hand, they've been inconsistent, but they're still winning games. It's hard to predict this game for me, but I do believe Orlando City turn it around at home and win this game 2-1 after that big defeat against the Red Bulls. Which leads us into Chicago Fire versus New York Red Bull. Currently, Chicago Fire are 2 draws and 3 losses in the last 5. Red Bull are 3 wins, a draw, and a loss in the last 5. Chicago have won the previous 2 matches against the Red Bull, but they haven't won a match in the last 5. It's sad because I feel like Chicago has a pretty good defense. I think, again, I talked to one of the subscribers about this. The goalkeeper is doing very well for Chicago, in my opinion. Other than last game, they did lose to Minnesota 3-0. But I think that Chicago just needs to find a goal scorer. Once they get that, once that comes, they might turn it around and start winning ball games. But with that being said, I think Red Bull come into Soldier Field and beat Chicago 1-0, and the struggles continue for Chicago, and then that win streak continues for the Red Bull. Next up, we have Sporting Kansas City versus FC Dallas. Currently, the Sporting has one win, a draw, and three losses. They have not won in the last four games, whereas FC Dallas are three wins and two draws. They are actually unbeaten in the last five. The two draws are 0-0 draws, both of them, whereas Kansas City coming off of a 0-0 draw against the Columbus Crew. Dallas is fourth in the table, whereas Sporting KC is actually 12th. I believe that FC Dallas go in to Children's Mercy and win this game 2-0. I think Sporting needs to change something up a little bit to get some goals scored, because in the last five matches here, they've only scored four. So they need that scoring to come for them to start. Now we have Colorado Rapid against the Timbers. Currently, the Rapids are three draws and two losses. Timbers are one win, three draws, and a loss. Colorado Rapids have not won in the last five games. Now, I know that everyone talks about Jesse Zardes. Zardes is good to me. I know he's getting up there in age, but I hope he comes in there and he does something very, very good for Colorado. I have probably criticized him on the national level, but as an MLS player, I've always liked Zardes, and I think that he can come in and help them a good bit. Currently, I mean, here's some more 0-0 draws. So Portland, their last two games are 0-0 draws, where Colorado Rapids, their last game was a 0-0 draw. I think that we end up with a draw in this game between the two. I just don't think that there's enough to separate them, in my opinion, statistic-wise and all that. I think it's a 1-1 draw. I'm tired of these 0-0 draws, though. So, third to last game, we have NYCFC versus the Earthquakes. Currently, NYCFC is two wins, a draw, two losses, and Earthquakes are two wins, two draws, and a loss. 11 goals in the last two games for NYCFC, but we turn around, and it's also 9 goals for the Earthquakes in their last two games. Granted, they did play in the U.S. Open Cup against Bay Cities FC. I just think that New York is the stronger side, and they're at Yankee Stadium. I believe that New York City get it done 3-1 over the Earthquake. Now we move into Nashville SC versus Philadelphia Union. Nashville is playing their first home game. I'm pumped for them. I think I'm going to have to watch this game just because of that. They're my team in the West. So currently Nashville are two wins, a draw, and two losses. And the Union are three wins, a draw, and a loss. Both teams are, they haven't won in the last two games. Nashville, here's a funny stat for you. Nashville is unbeaten in 14 home games, which that goes back into last year. But that's a good stat. I mean, it's going to be a packed park. I mean, I can't wait to see the atmosphere. The atmosphere was good in Nissan Stadium, but I mean, it's a huge stadium. And I can't wait for this game. I think that Nashville will get it done 2-0 over the Union. I think that the atmosphere will be great. The players are going to want to play. I've already seen some of the tweets and stuff that the players have been talking about it. And I think that they're just going to get it done 2-0 over the Union. Which leads us into the last game of the week, which is again LAFC against Minnesota United. LAFC's current form is four wins and a loss. Minnesota United, though, on a three-game win streak also, with three wins and two losses in the last five. This is going to be a pretty good game, but they are in LA. It's a tough one. but I think LAFC win this game 3-0. I know that that's a big score line. I just think LAFC is just that good of a team. I mean, no one player is like dominating for them. It's more of a team effort, but that is what it is. That is the picks for this weekend. Please let me know in the comments below what you think. If you like the content that I'm doing, please subscribe. That helps me out. We are now on the road to 200 subscribers. I'm excited for this. I love interacting. Please interact with me. Message me on Twitter, Instagram, even in the comments. I've been talking to a couple of the different subscribers. They've been messaging me. I love talking soccer, and I will talk about any soccer. I keep up with like the Scottish Premier League. Of course, I keep up with the Premier League too, and I'll even keep up with other stuff. You know, if you have a league that you watch, you know, tell me about it. I'll start looking up the stats and stuff, and I'll communicate with you and talk about it. I love talking soccer. So thank you all for watching. I greatly appreciate it, and we'll see you next time.